Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Red and near-infrared light are, of course, a subset of natural sunset, which actually acts and has value as a nutrient. In other words, light is a form of nutrition for the body. Red light and near-infrared light therapies are ways to get some of those benefits. It may be particularly valuable and beneficial for people who aren't getting enough natural sunlight exposure, and that's a majority of people. This light therapy is making waves in the health and wellness world, and for good reason. This non-invasive treatment uses specific light wavelengths to encourage your body's natural healing processes. Think of it as giving your cells a boost, allowing them to work more efficiently. Our guest today is holistic health and lifestyle expert and light therapy expert, Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D. Susan is the founder and president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to optimal wellness and human potential. She travels the world as a frequent media show guest and healthy living consultant. Susan is also the author of many books, including her two latest celebrated companion books, Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality, and A Hug in a Mug, revitalized with fruits, veggies, juices, soups, spices, teas, and healthy living extras. And Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., back with us again for her best tips on the ABCs of this cutting-edge light therapy. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you, Rick. I'm so glad you chose this topic because it's one of my favorite ways to heal the body and to keep the body healthy. And I'm asked about it frequently, but a lot of people don't know what a truly miraculous healing modality it is. So this is going to be fun today.
I'm looking forward to this. This is a new topic for me as well, and this is going to be fascinating. I'm taking notes as we're recording the program today. What exactly, let's start with the basics, what exactly is red and near-infrared light therapy, and why are they so special?
Yes, and your intro was great that gave like a little summary of it, but keep in mind that our bodies have this powerful reaction to certain types of light. And when the light reaches our cells, and, you know, we have about trillions, like more than 40 trillion cells in the body, when the light reaches those beautiful cells, it triggers a series of beneficial reactions that contribute to the impressive benefits of this red and near-infrared light therapy. And I think you'll discover as you listen on to what we'll be talking about now that this could be the missing piece in your wellness routine. By the way, light therapy is also referred to as photobiomodulation. Photobiomodulation, okay. A beautiful eight-syllable word that will make people very impressed with you if you bring it up at your next family gathering and say, "Hey, guys, what do you think of photobiomodulation?" Now, it's also referred to as low-level light therapy, LLLT, or you can just say light therapy. And like you said, just basically, if you put it simply, it's this non-invasive treatment that uses specific wavelengths of the red and near-infrared light to stimulate cellular function. And this near-infrared light therapy is often shortened to NIR, near-infrared therapy. And so sometimes I'll say NIR. And the light therapy is also abbreviated, so you'll hear me say it in different ways. But these wavelengths, as some people may already know, they're both visible and invisible to the human naked eye, and they range from 640 to 1,000 nanometers. in case you care about this, a nanometer is a metric unit of length that's equal to 1/1,000,000,000 of a meter. That's another impressive fact that funds bring up. So these different wavelengths will deeply penetrate the tissues of our body. The red light is visible, and the near-infrared light is invisible to the human eye.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing, and I love all the technology you're talking about. I love the fact that this is non-invasive. All of this is so important, and Dr. Susan, as she does with all of the topics, will break this down in language we can understand and direct us to get more information. Of course, a website, very simple, SusanSmithJones.com. How does this light therapy work? Again, let's start with the very basics on this. How does this actually work?
All right. So the NIR and red light therapy, RLT, they interact with our cells, and then it targets tiny powerhouses called the mitochondria. Every cell has this power center. You and I have talked about it on many previous shows over the last century. And you can think of, seems like, you can think of mitochondria as cellular batteries, and they generate the energy cells needed to function correctly, and your whole body is affected by this light. And the near-infrared light acts like a battery charger, enabling those mitochondria to produce energy more efficiently. So keep in mind, Rick, this isn't energy just for show. It helps our cells repair damage, reduce inflammation, and produce vital proteins like collagen. So essentially, it's like turbocharging your body's innate healing mechanisms.
Our guest on the program is Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D. The topic today, surprising whole-body benefits of red light and near-infrared light therapy. Before you go into something and study extensively and recommend it to the audience, to all of your consultants, all of your clients around the world, you do a scientific study. Talk about the science behind the benefits of this light therapy, because it's very impressive from what I understand.
It is, and I think a lot of people might be thinking, gosh, this sounds way too good to be true.
Yes.
But there are more than 5,000, not 5, not 50, but 5,000 scientific studies worldwide that support the numerous benefits of light therapy and how it works right there at a cellular level. And one of the ways, primary ways, that the light therapy benefits our bodies is by directly influencing how our cells produce energy. And as the light interacts with our cells, it triggers the creation of, and you might remember this from high school and college, it triggers the creation of ATP, which is adenosine triphosphate. This is a molecule that serves as a form of cellular energy currency that's fueling various cellular functions. So here's one good scientific study I read a couple weeks ago, published in the Journal of Clinical Medicine, and it highlights that near-infrared light therapy, NIR, led to increased ATP production in cells, meaning your body works more efficiently and you have more energy. And this increase resulted in enhanced cellular function and accelerated healing. Everyone wants that, you know, because our body's always being torn down and we got to build it back up with how we live. And these findings emphasize the significant role of cellular energy in overall health, and the impact of red and near-infrared light in optimizing this vital process.
You know, I read in your book, A Hug in a Mug, and Susan's books, including the two newest, are available on our website. The website you can link to by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, although Susan Smith Jones is very simple to remember, .com, books available at Amazon, of course. I read in Hug and a Mug that these two forms of light therapy we're talking about actually help reduce inflammation. That's something we've talked about, inflammation, on a number of our programs. Please, if you will, briefly explain this, how this works.
Yes, yeah, so very briefly, you know, because I could spend hours on this. Chronic inflammation, it's like a silent threat linked to many health issues like heart disease and autoimmune disorders. And the near and the red infrared light boast a remarkable ability to combat inflammation throughout the entire body, head to toe. And the therapy achieves this by effectively having a calming effect on the overactive inflammatory responses within our cells. And instead of directly attacking the problem, the light therapy acts as a little gentle nudge to the immune system, encouraging it to dial down its inflammatory response.
So many benefits that we're talking about on the program today, and you'll find much more by going to Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com. We say all these TV commercials, ads, and magazines on the importance of boosting collagen production if you want a more youthful appearance as you age. How does this light therapy support skin vitality? And first of all, does it? And if so, how does it?
Boy, oh boy, does it. Now, I see it in myself and other people that use it all the time. But most women have heard the word collagen. You see, like you said, commercials about collagen all the time. And collagen plays a crucial role in maintaining the youthful appearance and health of our skin. Collagen is a protein, and it's vital for providing the structure and elasticity to the skin. So interestingly, both red and near-infrared light have shown to enhance collagen production. So every female listening to this right now, and probably a lot of men who just want to age more slowly and look younger as they get older, are listening carefully. But there was a study featured very recently in Photomedicine and Laser Surgery. That's a journal, and it revealed that light therapy could increase collagen density in the skin. So this therapy helps promote a more youthful appearance by supporting the skin's natural collagen production. So this discovery highlights the potential of this light therapy to address visible signs of aging and promote healthier skin.
So much information on today's program. We're going to take a brief break here. When we come back, we'll talk about the benefits, specific benefits of red and near-infrared light therapy, hopefully to incorporate this in your daily lives. We'll give you information on all of that. You're listening to This Week in America, our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and back after these messages. Welcome back, This Week in America. Thank you for joining us and our guest today, Susan Smith Jones, PhD. The topic, surprising whole body benefits of red light and near-infrared light therapy. As I mentioned before we left, I'd like to get more specific on the benefits of red and near-infrared light therapy, maybe to inspire people to incorporate these into our daily lifestyle. How can we go about doing that, and why?
Yeah, so I know our time's limited, so keep in mind that if you go to my website and in the search bar put red light therapy, near-infrared light therapy, any of those, you'll see some articles about it, which will go into it in much more detail. But here are some of my, let's just say five for right now, key benefits of incorporating light therapy into your routine. And by the way, this light therapy goes beyond simply improving how we look and feel. But as we both have said now, it taps into the body's natural processes to promote overall well-being. So I'm going to start with how it, in a little more detail, how it improves skin health and appearance. And then I'll go into four more areas that I think a lot of people will want this info on: pain relief, improved cardiovascular function, improved cognitive function, better sleep and mood. So let's start with improved skin health and appearance. So as mentioned, one of the most evident benefits of this light therapy is its remarkable impact just on our skin, and it stimulates collagen production and boosts cellular energy. And the NIR therapy addresses a wide range of skin concerns. And I love that you don't have to go to a doctor and get plastic surgery or fillers or shots. It's non-invasive to revitalize your skin's health. And this form of light therapy addresses the following. It will help reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. Remember, everything I'm saying today is backed by thousands of scientific studies.
Yes.
It improves skin elasticity at any age, by the way. It accelerates the wound healing process and reduces acne and inflammation. People who get acne aren't just teenagers, but you can get adult acne as well. So many individuals, and I'm definitely putting myself in this area because I've seen the benefits, have reported visible enhancements in their skin's tone and texture. And this is only after a few sessions. You know, the therapy provides a natural way to enhance your skin's vitality. And on a little personal note, I've got my desktop model on the floor right now, right in front of my lower legs, because I have a cut and I have two bug bites, and I want them to heal a little bit quicker. So I have the nice, gentle, welcoming warmth, and you can't hear it, it's silent, of this light therapy device on, directed right at my feet and my lower legs, and it feels great.
You know, you mentioned faster healing. We're all looking for that, and pain relief as well. Talk about the effect that this therapy has on pain relief.
Yes, and that's just about everybody listening. We all often have some kind of pain or another. But whether you're grappling with a persistent pain or you're on the mend from an injury, this light therapy, Rick, can be a true game changer. Because when you increase your cellular energy and you mitigate your inflammation, this light therapy supports the body's natural healing process. And some of the potential benefits in this area include faster recovery from injuries, reduced muscle soreness after physical activity, and this is a big one for a lot of people as you get older, relief from discomfort associated with chronic pain conditions like arthritis. So, you know, I've read the studies and I've talked to people who use this. Numerous athletes have incorporated the NIR and the red light therapy into their recovery plans to bounce back faster and to enhance their performance. It's like giving your body the support it needs to heal and recover more efficiently. And it's because a lot of us don't spend enough time outside with the natural light. And that's most Americans and most people in the UK and other people around the world. So to have one or more devices in your home that sort of simulate and mimic the healing powers of sunlight and even do a lot more, and the convenience of your home is just like a miracle to me.
You mentioned something that's so important to many of us as we age, in particular, improve cognitive function. How does that happen?
So cognitive refers to the brain. And if I told you that it would benefit your brain, you probably would be surprised. But numerous studies suggest that this light therapy has a positive effect on brain function. and the potential applications of this therapy are absolutely vast. I look forward to more and more studies being done, but light therapy has been shown already to enhance your memory and overall cognitive performance, reduce symptoms often associated with a traumatic brain injury, and now they're seeing that it can possibly slow down the progression of certain neurodegenerative conditions. And research was published in the peer-reviewed scientific journal in the field of biochemistry and biophysics, something you probably read every night. The journal's called BBA Clinical.
I look forward to that every month.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. And it's demonstrated that the red and near-infrared light therapy could improve cognitive function in individuals who had experienced traumatic brain injuries. What often comes to mind are football players, right?
Yes.
And these findings highlight the therapy's promising future in the field of brain health.
How about better sleep and mood, something we're all trying to work on? We all need more sleep. We all need to be in a better mood. And if we don't have sunshine a lot, we aren't in a particularly good mood, are we?
No. And those two things go hand in hand, too, because if you don't get good sleep at night, then it affects your mental health. And there are a lot of people suffering from depression these days. So many people who have integrated this dual light therapy into their lives have experienced improved sleep patterns and a general shift in their mood. I've definitely seen this in my life too. Some of the factors that contribute to these changes are, these are some benefits, regulation by using this light therapy, regulation of circadian rhythms. That's the body's natural sleep-wake cycle. Increased production of serotonin, that's a hormone that's linked to happiness and well-being, and reduction of inflammation in the brain. So if you struggle with any sleep disturbances or mood-related challenges, this light therapy, this duo red light and near-infrared light therapy, absolutely offers a natural and non-invasive approach worth exploring.
You also talk about improved cardiovascular health, another key issue for all of us. How does that work?
So beyond the positive effects of the skin, the pain, the cognitive function, and the mood, there's lots of emerging research now that points to the potential for cardiovascular benefits, and this has to do with improved heart health, and it's a rapidly developing area of study. The preliminary research indicates that light therapy has the potential to enhance blood flow. We're talking about better circulation. The therapy contributes to helping regulate your blood pressure. So if it's too low or too high, good studies show that it helps to regulate it. There's also potential for reducing the risk of heart disease. Now, I'm going to be the first to admit that we need more research in this area, but these early findings, for me, offer a beacon of hope for individuals seeking to prioritize their cardiovascular health. By the way, I don't have time to go into it now. You'll see it on my website in a couple articles I posted. But this photobiomodulation has also shown to have great benefits for neuropathy. You know, that's the peripheral nerves that cause numbness and weakness. For circulation, like I just said, and myopia, which is nearsightedness, to help your eyes.
It's amazing. And all of this and more information on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. The topic today, surprising whole body benefits of red light and near infrared light therapy. So many questions, so many answers on Dr. Susan's website. Of course, a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Okay, now we're all inspired to incorporate this healing therapy into our daily lives. How do we get started? We've got all this information, and okay, now what do I do with it? What do I do with it? How do I get started?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I want to make it as practical as possible. If you're now interested, and I hope you are, in exploring the potential of light healing, there are several options to help you get started. You know, and it's such a versatile therapy that can fit into all different kinds of lifestyles. So whether you prefer professional guidance or the convenience of an at-home treatment like I do, there's an approach that's right for you. So a professional treatment, a lot of people that go get facials or go to wellness centers or spas know that they already have red light, all kinds of light therapy treatments there. And you want a treatment that combines both the red and the near-infrared light therapy. And a typical treatment can last anywhere from 15 minutes to 30 minutes. And you just either sit or lie down and you relax. It's very relaxing. It just feels quite wonderful. And then you're exposed to the light. Women who get facials know that many places now will hold the light over your face or put a little mask on your face, or you can use it home like I do. But they're devices that can treat the whole body from head to toe. But if you go out to have it done somewhere else, keep in mind that the cost can really add up, which is why I highly recommend, and they're devices that go from very low cost, a small thing, to a full body that would be more expensive. Mm. But I want an at-home device, because if you want the flexibility, Rick, of more frequent treatments, as I would always want, an at-home light therapy device would absolutely be the perfect solution. And you can find a variety of devices to suit your needs, from handheld units, let's say you have a sore elbow or shoulder or knee, to all the way up to full body panels like I have in my house. I have a desktop model, a full body, I have a face one, I have five or six, I have a mat, just because I'm so into this type of therapy and I want to stay healthy.
Don't blame you. We do as well. And this is great information on the program today with Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. Her website, SusanSmithJones.com. Follow her on X at Susan Smith-Jones. I'm going to go back to at-home devices. So often we will Google, we'll ask people, we'll go to the Yellow Pages if anybody has phone books anymore, and look up and try to see where we can find this. What should we be aware of?
Yes. Now, I haven't heard those two words in a long time, Yellow Pages.
It's the first time I've said them in a long time.
That's what we always used when we were younger. I know.
Yep.
I know, and I can actually see that big, thick book.
Yes.
You know, of Yellow Pages. So, all right. So, good question. When selecting an at-home device, I'd be aware of three major things. One is the wavelength. As I mentioned up front, to ensure the device emits light within the effective range, so you don't want to just waste money and time, the effective range of 640 to 1,000 nanometers, that's the range you want. So you've got to look for the right wavelength. Secondly, you've got to look at the power output. You want to choose a device with sufficient power output to deliver the effective treatment. Some devices out there from companies, and I've checked them out for 2 years, so some are so weak that you're not getting any positive effect, just maybe a little bit of warmth. And third, probably most importantly, is go to a good manufacturer that has a great reputation, someone known for producing high-quality devices with positive reviews.
It's interesting. You really need to know who you're buying it from. You need to have a working knowledge. They need to have a working knowledge in selling it. So a yard sale is not a great place to pick one of these up.
No. Okay. No way.
Even if it's a deal, even if it's 50 cents and you can talk them down to a quarter, don't do it. Go have a professional do this for you. Okay, how often should we use the red light therapy and NIR duo? I'm using NIR like I'm an insider in the business. How often should we use this duo?
Yes. Now, here's another reason it's good to have one or more in at-home devices, because like any wellness routine or therapy, Rick, consistency is the key when it comes to reaping the benefits of the red and near-infrared light therapy. Studies showcasing significant benefits of all the things we've talked about already involve multiple treatments per week over several weeks and even months. Well, for me, I wouldn't stop after a few months. This would always be part of my holistic health, healthy living routine. So patience and consistency go a long way to optimizing your results. And for those that care about this, because I work with people on this a lot, here's a sample schedule to get you started. Let's say you get a device at home. Let's say you get a desktop model, and I use mine often that gets the face, the neck, the décolleté. As I told you, it's now on the ground facing my lower legs. But for week 1 to 2, frequency I recommend 3 to 4 times a week for 10 to 15 minutes. In other words, this is per session, and you're just going to build up. You don't start off with like 30 minutes. Weeks 3 and 4, I'd go to 4 to 5 times a week for 15 to 20 minutes. And week 5 or beyond, 5 to 7 times a week for 20 to 30 minutes. That's a good way to do this. Remember, too, that every person is unique. There's no one-size-fits-all approach. And I always will say that it's good to seek professional health care advice from your provider if you're just starting out, so that they can help you assess your health conditions,
yes,
your medications, your individual needs, and to determine the best course of action. But it's very, very safe to use.
Are there side effects?
Well, light therapy boasts, by the way, a very remarkable safety profile, and a majority of individuals have absolutely no adverse effects. Because we don't have all day to discuss this, on a couple articles I posted on my website, I go through side effects, precautions, in more detail. But briefly, very briefly, side effects that rarely happen, but if they do, they're mild and temporary. Like you might get a little bit of redness on your skin, just because it's light and it's warm, or like this warming, tingling sensation in the area you're treated. By the way, that feels really good to me. On a rare occasion, maybe out of hundreds of people I've talked to, a couple times someone said they got a little bit of a headache, but it went away in 10 minutes. A couple people said they had eye strain, but also someone told me they kept their eyes open while looking at the light. You want to keep your eyes closed.
Oh, yes.
And it's good to wear the little goggles that come with the device. But these side effects fade quickly and are rarely a cause for concern. I say if you're pregnant, check with your doctor, because there hasn't been a lot of research done on pregnant women using the light therapy. On a rare occasion, medications that you take might not work well with the light therapy. If you have advanced skin cancer, you check with your dermatologist first, you know, little things like that. You know, and as with any new treatment, you always want to consult with your health care provider to ensure that it aligns with your overall health strategy. I've never found anyone that couldn't use it and that who didn't benefit from it.
Well, in all of this on Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com, To wrap up, let's go back and talk again about what light therapy devices are in your home. What brand do you recommend? You've done years of research on this healing modality. Talk about what you have. That would be a good indication for us what we should consider.
Yeah, so I've done all the research for you because I don't want anyone to waste their money to get something that doesn't work. So if you're interested now in getting this dual therapy of the red light therapy and the near infrared, and you want it to be a consistent part of your home routine, check out the only company that I use and recommend is called Huga, like an owl. That's how I remember it. It goes, hoo, hoo. It's Huga Health, and it's spelled H-O-O-G-A Health, two words, Huga Health, or else it's HugaHealth.com, and you can go to their website. But they have my favorite devices at the best prices, and they're a wonderful company. By the way, you might remember my grandmother's from Denmark. And Huga is a Danish word that means simplify and to live with compassion and balance. I kind of like that.
Interesting.
But their devices combine, and you want this dual light therapy. You don't just want red light. You don't just want near infrared, because each one, you just push a little button, and you can use both together like I always do, or you could use just the red or just the infrared, but then the third press, you get both together. That's my favorite. And they're designed to bring you the benefits right in your own space. Like they have smaller panels, like the one right now that's down facing my lower leg that I put up on my desk for my face, my neck, my décolleté. And that's good for things like wrinkles on your face, your neck, hair loss. You've probably seen commercials on TV, Rick, where you can wear this little cap that has red light that helps to grow hair. So it's the same process. If you have the smaller device is good for cuts or toe fungus or achy joints or thyroid issues, all the things I haven't had time to talk about today. And again, you can go to my website, look at a couple articles, and I have photos of the devices that I got from Huga Health that I have in my home. And that's at SusanSmithJones.com. Put in the search bar red light therapy, and you'll be able to pull that up. But you can also get, if you save a little bit of money, and I have one of these literally in the corner of my living room. It's their large full-body panels. I have a Pro 4500. They also have an Ultra 5400. And what you do is you just take your clothes off, because you've got to take the clothes off. You can keep on a little bit of undergarment if you want. But if you're alone, take all your clothes off. And you stand in front of it. I do usually 15 minutes one side, 15 minutes on the other side. And it's relaxing, it's warm, it makes you happy, it feels good, it is great. So the Huga Health is the only brand that I would use and I would recommend to you, because it's the best and most efficacious on the market. And I'll tell you on a personal note, when I buy my devices from them, they give me 12% discount. And I asked them if they would mind if I gave out the promo code I use, which is Susan12, to anybody else. And they said I could give it to anyone I wanted. So if you go to Huga Health and you order anything, when you check out, use a promo code of Susan12, and you'll get 12% off. So that's Hooga Health, HEALTH.com. And by the way, for what this is worth, because who doesn't want to bring a little extra income? I know about a handful of people, actually six people, who bought the Huga Health full body device. I know a couple that got the half body, you know, that you can put somewhere in your house and a desktop, and they literally rent it out in their home in a place where it's okay to bring people into your
yes.
home or in the basement. They rent it out and are bring, and they use it personally, you know, but they also rent it out and bring in some extra income. So that's not a bad idea. I'm not doing that in my home, but if you want to make some extra money but want the benefits of these light therapy devices, you'll be able to use it personally and rent it out.
Great information. You'll find all of this and more on Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com. Anything else you'd like to add as we're getting ready to wrap up here? Anything extra with the winning duo, the combining RLT and NIR therapy before we conclude? Anything else to tie it all together for us?
Yeah, you took notes, didn't you?
Yep. Got them written down. Told you I was.
So let me just say that this is such a winning combination, and it could very likely be the missing piece in your wellness routine. You want to make sure that whatever device you get has both the red light and the infrared light, but it holds such remarkable promise to have it in your home, you know, with its potential to enhance your skin health, accelerate healing, boost your brain function, contribute to heart health. You know, this dual light therapy stands for me as a testament to the power of harnessing light for well-being. And yes, you could go out and get a lot of sun, but you don't want to go do that and get too much, because then there's a concern about looking older quickly.
Yes.
And maybe getting skin cancer. But that doesn't happen with the light therapy, these two light therapies. And it can be seamlessly integrated into the comfort of your home. And the way I feel about this is there's such a ever-growing body of evidence on the potential to reshape our approach to health and wellness. And whether you're an athlete striving to optimize your recovery, if you're an individual that wants to manage chronic pain, or maybe you want to elevate your mood, or maybe you're someone who wishes to look more youthful in skin and appearance at any age, or maybe you just are simply looking to elevate your overall health, the RLT and the NIR therapy offers a compelling avenue to explore. And I think I'll finish by saying, always remember that your health journey is uniquely your own. And while this light therapy can be a powerful ally and one that I wouldn't be without in my home now ever, unless we have a power outage, it's the most effective way to use it, I believe, is integrated into a holistic wellness plan. So it's not like you can continue to eat junk foods and not sleep and not manage your stress and not drink a lot of water. Integrated into your wellness plan, as I write about in my books Uplifted and A Hug and a Mug. And for me, you know this, Rick, already, but this always would include nourishing your body with a nutrient-rich diet, engaging in regular physical activity, managing your stress levels, getting support from friends, being out in nature a little bit as often as possible, and prioritizing your quality sleep. All of this goes together. But if you want to learn more about this red light therapy, definitely check out my books, Wired for High Level Wellness. That's the third in the trilogy, and A Hug and a Mug. And for sure, go to my website. You can read some articles in the search bar. Put red light therapy, and you'll see the articles.
Before we say goodbye, let's go back and talk about several of those books. Let's talk specifically, I mentioned these in the beginning, Uplifted and A Hug in a Mug. Where can people get a hold of your beautifully designed, comprehensive, holistic health and lifestyle books, companion books, Uplifted and A Hug in a Mug? And what's covered in these companion books? What can readers expect to find?
Yeah, so if you go to my if you want to get autographed copies by me that include a bookmark and a personal handwritten note from me, just go to SusanSmithJones.com, click on books, and then the first two entries are Uplifted and A Hug in a Mug. You'll see how to get autographed copies. You can also get them on Amazon. Remember, the thing about A Hug in a Mug is there are two different versions. There's a black and white, and there's a color version. And that book is all about head-to-toe physical health, and it also includes over 100 delicious, easy-to-prepare, delicious recipes and everything you need to know about being healthy. I know at the beginning you mentioned the subtitle of A Hug in a Mug, which is revitalized with fruits, veggies, juices, soups, spices, teas, and healthy living extras. So one of the healthy living extras happens to be red light therapy. Another is cold therapy. Another's heat therapy. So you learn more about it there. Another is how to manage stress, why you want to spend time in nature, how you can sleep like a baby. Those are all the healthy living extras. So that the focus of that book is about physical health. And then Uplifted, the focus of that book is about mental, emotional, and spiritual health. And these are all the topics over the last 25 years I've taught all over the world, my gold star secrets on why I haven't had a cold or a flu in way over 40 years now, why I just basically don't get sick, why I, well, you remember as a teenager, I started to learn from my grandmother and then how to keep the body healthy, how to live close to nature, how to keep it healthy using natural ways. And then I went on to UCLA and got multiple degrees, and I taught there for 30 years, students, staff, and faculty how to be healthy and fit. I retired in 2000 to go travel the world and teach all my classes around the world. But now I don't want to travel quite as much, so I put all of my best gold star secrets in Uplifted and A Hug in a Mug. They both work well on their own, but together they make the total complete program. So you can learn more about them on my website. With A Hug in a Mug, I always recommend the color version because when you have recipes and the design's a little bit different in the color version, it's nice to have color, but the black and white one works too.
And all that information on Dr. Susan's website. And while there, explain how people can sign up for the free monthly newsletter and to be able to follow you on X.
Yes. So right at SusanSmithJones.com, in the navigation bar over on the right, in big capital letters, it says subscribe. It takes about 10 seconds. And that means that once a month, you'll get my healthy living, beautiful, full-color newsletters that talk about all different topics, that they include recipes each month. Each month it's just a little bit different. Follow me on X at Susan Smith Jones, and I would definitely make one of the first things you do is go to my website. In the search bar, put red light therapy, and you'll see the devices I have at my home that I use.
Fantastic.
And you can't hear it, can you? Because there's no noise.
No,
from the
when
one
you said that, it usually there's
my lower legs right now.
Usually people say that there's a little hum or something you can detect in the background. Cannot hear it at all. So it's something that would not be invasive from a sound standpoint if you use it in your home. The topic today, surprising whole body benefits of red light and near infrared light therapy. Our guest, Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., holds information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Susan, SusanSmithJones.com. Susan, always a pleasure. We'll do it again next month. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much. I look forward to our next visit.
Our pleasure. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.